If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, iTunes, or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Shut the f*** up.
We will in 2 hours.
No, you'll be in your cars bitching about something.
Yeah, by myself.
Right.
I don't talk out loud by myself in the car so much. If I'm yelling at somebody driving.
Okay.
I talk by myself at the house for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But there's a dog there. It can hear me.
Oh, yeah. Microphones are off. I barely speak.
Yeah.
Now, I generally direct the alone conversation to the dog.
Dog, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Then I don't feel so nuts.
I know. It's weird. It's a weird situation. We all do it.
I probably won't talk again until Sunday night. And I'll go, God damn it! Watching the Viking game.
Yeah.
I'm good for eight or ten of those.
Oh, yeah.
Every Viking game.
Yeah, Viking Dallas.
My wife gets so mad at me when I watch the Steelers. And she, because, I mean, I've been with her a long freaking time. And she actually loves football. And she even roots for my teams. But I will yell, like any grown, red-blooded American male yells at the TV about this team.
Oh, man.
Especially a pro team, because you guys are getting paid.
Yeah.
She goes, you got to yell every time. I said, yeah, it's a bad play. I'm going to yell every time.
Especially when that Cleet Blakeman guy is refereeing.
Right. You're going to yell. You're going to yell. Yeah. That, I mean, how long have you been watching football with me? I don't know, forever.
Yeah, you're going to react somehow.
Yeah, somehow.
You know, maybe throw something that won't break anything.
Yeah,
but,
now I realize I'm irrational sometimes. If they give up a third down play, I said, every freaking time.
And then get off the field.
And then the next third time, they'll get off the field. It's about time. It's never anything positive. I would not be a positive coach.
Middle of the field is always open. Right. Jeez.
Now that's a field goal. Yeah. That's a field goal now. They're over the line.
Seen this before.
Jesus.
I have learned to put that in check for night games after the kid's already gone to bed.
Oh, okay. Not me.
I have figured out a way to keep myself somewhat quiet.
Yeah. God damn it. And go! Go. Those are my two employed interjections when I'm watching football.
Right. Is that what you're telling Kirk Cousins to go get? No, go and get.
Throw it away. Throw it away.
Usually yelling at Thielen or
Diggs. To get going.
Go.
Score.
Yeah.
Dalvin Cook. Go.
Go.
Suck.
Go.
Or come on, defense. Make a play. But I really don't say that out loud. I just make a play.
How
make a
this?
Play.
You stupid son of a bitch!
I said that.
I've done that, Craig.
Said that.
Yeah.
We got your Sunday night game is a great one, actually. Vikings Cowboys, at least on paper.
Yeah, well, I'll watch some of that. Yeah.
Cowboys are favored by 3 in that one.
Yeah, I figured since they were the home team. So 3.
There it is.
Yeah, that's otherwise a pick 'em game on a neutral field.
Yep, and it's a good one, a good matchup to watch. And then Eldrick, not Mahomes, expected, or at least reportedly, he's been practicing in full, so they expect him to return. It's as if he was never gone, based on his TV time.
Yeah, that's true.
Chiefs went 1-1 without him. Mm-hmm. They are their favored. Where are they at? I just saw it.
Titans.
At Tennessee, they're favored by 6.5. So
yeah, Titans aren't that good. But it's NFL.
It is.
It's NFL. Look at the Chargers. They lost last night to the Raiders. And week before that, they beat the hell out of the Packers.
Right.
Shut up.
And that game last night, you know, like I used to wish. I'm a Bronco fan. So, like, when the Raiders, Chiefs, or the Chargers, Chiefs, or.
Yeah, what is it? What is the most hated team in that division for you?
For me, the Chiefs.
Even? Yeah. All, no matter what.
Yeah.
Who's good that year or whatever.
If it's Raiders, Chiefs, if I'm rooting, first of all, for everybody in the stadium and related to it to get the flu.
Yeah, I got it. The three team Raiders, Chiefs, Chargers for you, the one you hate the most is the Raiders. No, Chiefs.
It's the Chiefs.
Okay. Mine's the Ravens. Yeah.
The fans and the coaches?
Yeah, that's fine. They went to the experience. So, yeah, I mean, 6% of them are going to die. That's fine. I mean,
so you're rooting for an actual.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, divisional opponents, right? We all have one we hate the most. Yours is obviously the Packers, right? And then the Bears. Are the Bears and Lions pretty much even? Depending who's good that year.
Yeah, it depends upon who's playing.
Do you really hate the Lions? I mean, they have never really been.
If they're in your division,
unless Wayne Fonts and Barry Sanders are there, they've not been relevant.
I mean, I still want them to lose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can still hate teams that suck in your division. I still hate the Bengals, but not as much now.
But like last night, Petey, you were actually rooting for a real black hole to just open up and swallow the whole stadium.
Well, I really don't want anybody to die. No. I just would like Raiders, Chiefs, and Chargers to all be sick for a while or something.
Down for a week or
Well, with the records out there, you probably wanted the Chargers to win last night.
Right? I actually could care less, really, because it's...
It was 3-5 and 4-4 going in, so you want the Raiders to lose one more, right?
I don't care. I just want Denver to lose more games, get a good draft pick. Neither of those teams are winning the Super Bowl.
Got it.
The Raiders or Chargers aren't winning the Super Bowl. So
if a URL way, you'd go into tank mode right now.
Yes, and if I was Elway, I would trade draft picks because he's not a very good drafter. I would just trade out of that, get established players, and never bother.
If you were Elway, would you fire yourself?
That's a funny question, Joe Jordan.
Yeah. That's right.
No, he's fine. There's only three teams that have won a Super Bowl, or there's two teams that have won a Super Bowl since the Broncos, the Patriots and the Eagles.
Yeah but once again, but everybody, it's not just us saying that Elway sucks. A lot of people say Elway sucks.
Yeah, but that's what fans do.
I know they do.
You know, and
I
he's got a name. If his name was Joe Girardi or some unfamous football name, right. Girardi's a famous baseball name, my bad. But, like, if his name was nobody, the fans would just
be... manager of the Phillies.
The fans would be screaming at the coach. The fans would be screaming at the players. But because it's a legend, it's John Elway. Nobody's barking to fire the Dolphins GM.
No, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? But because it's John Elway, they're going to bark at him.
If you're a fan, you probably know who the GM of your team is. But otherwise, I don't care.
There you go.
It helps when somebody's famous like that.
I know Elway and I know Spielman for the Vikings. I couldn't tell you who the GM of other teams are.
Yeah. He's done a great – I mean, he's done a fine job. Sometimes I think that Peyton Manning in his peak probably made Elway look pretty good because a lot of defensive guys wanted to go there because they knew they were going to win.
Yeah, right. Of course you did.
And that's changed now. I'm still in my loser pool.
Get Eli, man.
That's the funny possibility. Or the other one here, Scam Newton on the IR now.
Wouldn't it be great if your team?
Oh, my God, no. He's owed $21 million on the roster next year if he's a Carolina Panther. So they're likely going to release him is the thought right now. Sets him up nicely to be a Bronco.
He'll start somewhere next year.
Yeah. Yep.
Bronco.
Or a Bear.
Yeah.
You already got Flacco. Now you're going to
get rid of him. He's on the IR.
Now you're going to get Cam Newton.
They're going to dump Flacco and make that's like scam karma.
No, Cam's got, if he can get healthy, I think he's got something in the tank.
It's total karma.
I know. I think he's done. Yeah. I think he is done. Yeah.
Yeah, I tend to think with you, Petey.
He's too big and too fast for that body to uphold itself, and he's too complicated a human being to really be effective at that position, I think, for a long time.
Yeah, and I think the big quarterbacks, like Roethlisberger and like Cam Newton, are kind of at a disadvantage for when getting calls, late hits.
Yeah,
except
they're
Brady,
so big.
He's big, but he owns the NFL.
Yeah.
Well, and in Cam's case, they call a lot of runs for him. They put him in the situation to get hit a lot.
He's just, it'd just be Bob Griffin. I think Lamar Jackson's career path would be the same. It's just the body can't take that abuse at that position.
Mm-hmm.
In exciting news, I read that the Broncos moved up 4 in the latest power rankings.
Great.
Oh, good.
Great.
I mean, good.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? Now, I'm still in this loser pool thing. It's down to 99 people, so there's a lot of potato chips.
What happens at the end? Something, like I said, it seems like there's going to be a bunch of people left at the end.
Yeah.
It happens fast. All of a sudden, they'll be down to 3, and those 3 people can interact and choose to split the potato chips.
Okay, it goes through the playoffs even.
I don't think it's ever made it that far, and it probably never
99
will.
This far is a lot.
Yeah, but it just takes one.
You're allowed to pick the same team all the time.
Yeah, you got different rules.
You guys keep thinking that makes it easier, and I'm telling you statistically there's no way it does.
I bet you it's easier the other one. Other way, you only pick one team.
Or you can only pick a team once. I think that makes it more difficult.
Oh, yeah, my pool started out probably as many as yours did, and it's down to like 15, I think, you know.
Yeah, because the Vikings hosed you, didn't they?
That's cool. No, the Rams hosed me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to go pick the Dolphins every week, you already were out one. If you want to go pick the Bengals every week, at some point they're going to win. They haven't yet.
I understand that, but I still think that's why there's 99 teams left, because there's a lot of people picking, riding the Patriot thing until last week, but they might have jumped on the Niners that week.
How many were there to start?
Who'd you have last week?
Over 3-something.
Who'd you have last week? You.
Crap, I can't. Somebody that advanced. I can't even remember.
Well, you're in it still, right?
Yeah, I'm still in it. I cannot remember who
are you
I took
picking
last
this week?
Week. I'm undecided. There's been big point spreads in the NFL, so it's been easier for everybody,
right,
I think, because there are 2 or 3 games where Baltimore's a 10-point favorite, New Orleans is a 13.5-point favorite, Indianapolis is 11-point favorite.
The Ravens playing.
And those are big spreads in the National Football League, and it's been that way every week.
Are you picking a winner or a loser?
You pick the loser. It's a loser pool. The Ravens play the Bengals. That's in Cincinnati. So I'm sketchy on that.
I stay away from that.
Yeah. The Saints play the Falcons. The Saints play the Falcons.
I don't think you ever pick an away home team to lose.
I try and stay away from, home teams and Monday nights.
Right.
Scare me.
Yeah. You do like I do. This is how
I made. Which other big spread?
Indianapolis, Miami. There's the Dolphins.
But they've won one.
Indianapolis, 11-point favorite.
I put up 11,000, got 10,000. Of course, I got my original.
I'm taking the Colts. You know why you take the Colts? The Colts just got beat by a guy. Terry misses a field goal last week against the Steelers. Take the Colts.
But I took the
Raiders.
They're
not going to lose twice. They're not going to lose to the Dolphins.
I bet on the Raiders last night because I like the letdown theory. I thought that the Chargers beat the Packers, which was an upset the previous week. And oftentimes after that, there's a letdown. And the Chargers had kind of a letdown last night.
Yeah.
Although they hung in there, but the Raiders won. That was a pick 'em game, or minus one.
This is some great NFL insight. Usually I feel like I'm the guy throwing all that crap out, so it's nice to receive that you three.
Take the Colts.
I'm looking that way pretty strongly.
Colts ain't losing twice, and the Dolphins are bad. They won one game.
And they say Brissett's supposed to play. They got their starter.
Yeah.
I keep looking at Atlanta, too. So
I concur.
Thank
They're
you.
They're pretty bad, too.
So I would take the Dolphins to lose in this
Who's
interview.
Atlanta playing?
Yeah. Atlanta is at New Orleans.
But they're due to win one, aren't they?
Half. They kind of are. Matt Ryan's
and
questionable.
That's a division game. They play different in those division
that's
games.
That's true. That's a rivalry.
All right.
And where is it?
It's in New
matter.
Orleans.
Yeah, that's
okay. It does matter. Yeah.
That's kind of an attractive pick, too.
Nope. I'm Colts. Bet the house. Yeah. Bet the fortune. Bet the piggy bank.
Craig?
New England going to lose twice in a row? Didn't they lose last
week? Oh, yeah.
They'd be off.
Oh, they're off.
Or else I would have jumped right back with them. That's my pick. That's my preemptive pick next week.
Yeah.
Right.
Returning off a loss and a bye, Bill Belichick. I'm
that's
on him.
Right. That's right.
Whoever they're playing, I'm taking that team there. That team is losing. Right. Whoever they're playing.
I read yesterday Belichick almost quit after Spygate because he was snagged. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he cheats. But he figured, certain people in charge, doesn't matter what you do, they still like you.
Just figure out how to cheat effectively.
Keep cheating. Yeah. Keep cheating, and nobody testifies.
Some people can get away with anything.
Yeah. We're living in real time.
And he's one of them.
He's one of them, and another guy's one of them.
Oh, sure, there are others.
There are, but they're pretty high profile ones.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about as high profile as you get.
Right.
Coach of the Patriots.
Do what you want. Nobody cares. No laws exist.
Before I get into college football, and the president's going to be at that game, and Alabama's not going to punish students who jeer him if they
originally
happen
they were going to.
Yes, they were. Students complained
about
freedom
of
speech. Yeah. Bama had sent out an email saying they were warning them of their disruptive behavior would cost access to seating for the remainder of the season.
Yeah,
students complained about freedom of speech, so Bama has now said, "Wait, okay, you're right. We won't punish you if you boo the president."
Yeah, we also want maybe people to apply to our school. From out of state.
Right.
Jeez, that's so lame. Right. Do not boo.
Oh, that's right, the First Amendment.
Yeah.
Oh, we forgot about that.
Forgot about that. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. We're Alabama.
Yeah.
Well, would they have little rats in the crowd?
Yes, they would.
Oh, for sure.
Of course
you know
would.
That. Yeah.
No Republican club going to narc on the people in the crowd.
The whole event staff, here's an extra $7, and you'll have a parcel of land as well.
You get the seat that you rat out the person for.
Exactly.
We'll get back into football. I had this note by Scam Newton stuff because it came up in his conversation.
God,
and this is
I hope he's your quarterback.
These are, oh my God, please don't do that to me, man. I'm just a good football fan with a good heart. Don't give me Scam Newton, man.
It's called karma, man. You've been calling him that forever.
He is such a scam.
Well, him or Keith Flacco.
And I bet you
they both be gone.
Elway thinks he can make him into a better quarterback.
There's no way John Elway can like Scam Newton.
He liked Flacco.
That's a good point, man.
Yeah.
But they talked about – PTI has been making fun of this term, and I love the term because it's actually coming from basketball. Greg Popovich sitting guys, Kawhi Leonard sitting, you know, on big nights, and ESPN's pulling in less ratings because the big players are sitting based on – what they're calling load management.
You see what Jordan said?
No, what did
Jordan
Mike say?
Jordan said you're paid to play 82 games.
Get in there.
I love that.
That's great. I love this load management term. These guys are worried about load management.
I like that
I'm sure they're
too.
Doing fine.
Yeah. That's why we make Craig take the weekend off, because of load management.
And that's
he'd work all damn day, every day.
He would. His load management is nothing.
We may take care of your load management Saturday and Sunday, Craig.
All right, I'll manage the load.
And yesterday at 91, Magic Johnson, because of his load management, announced that he had HIV. Most people thought he was dead. That was a death sentence at the time.
He was dead.
Like, Magic is dying.
Everybody thought he was dead.
Magic
is
dying.
Within months.
I actually remember where I was
when
I heard that announcement. Came across the radio. I was living in Louisville at the time.
I texted a couple of my Laker boyfriend buddies, and I wasn't kind.
Cruising on the Watterson Expressway.
Yeah,
That was a death sentence.
Thought he was dead. That was 91.
Yep.
Thought he was dead. Yeah. This is the day after he announced it, and everybody's just like almost planning funerals, man.
Yep,
Magic Johnson's going to die. Came back and played in the league a little bit, but Karl Malone eventually got over what would you call those? All the lies about HIV.
Yeah. Well, because he wore too much flannel.
He drove big trucks.
And he was educated.
Nothing wrong with
Louisiana
flannel,
Monroe.
That might have been it, too.
Where did he play his college ball?
La Tech.
It was one of the Louisiana schools.
And then spent a bunch of time in Utah.
Yeah,
that's true.
And then, you know, I really probably shouldn't bring this up, but this is one of the most controversial, the days of in history of one of the most controversial things in this show's history.
Oh, the show, our show's history.
Yep. On this day in 1970, a dude with a club foot kicked a record field goal. Some of you acknowledge, some of us do not.
This is where somebody emailed us earlier and said that the favorite recurring bit on the show is when Craig and I argue about Joe Walsh. And this is this recurs every year, and it's me and Todd, and I think Craig's on Todd's side too, and you're on Todd's side, I know that.
I think he cheated.
But he was a half-footed guy. He did not cheat.
I think he cheated.
Craig's on my side.
First of all, it was 1970 when Tom Dempsey, a dude with a half foot
and half an
and
arm.
No right hand,
half an arm,
kicked a 63-yard field goal in Tulane Stadium, you know, below sea level.
He was handicapped,
and
still
since
kicked it.
Then, nobody has kicked one that far, which leads me to believe he's cheating.
He did not cheat.
If a dude today had a club foot in the NFL and he was kicking it straight on, would they let him kick with all that lead in there?
He didn't have lead in it. He had a flat shoe.
Exactly, with lead up
he
in the front.
He had a flat shoe. Get Dempsey on.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm so tired of this crap.
Yeah.
I like Tom Dempsey.
I'd like him too.
No, you don't.
I do.
He cheated.
I respect him as a human being. Yeah. I think it's an amazing accomplishment to be a professional football player, considering his life circumstances.
Haven't there been recurring bit
65-yarders in Denver?
Oh, yeah, because of the air. That's why,
I don't know. Maybe I Googled the wrong thing.
No, Denver's higher. Denver's longer.
There's only been one longer than 63 yards, and it was in Mile High. It was a 64-yarder.
There's
a tie at 63. There's actually 6 people at 63 yards. One's been kicked at the Cowboys Stadium this year. That was Brett Maher. One's been kicked in Carolina. One's been kicked in Lambeau, and then two in Mile High Stadium.
I can't do Joe Walsh and Dempsey in the same day. I can't.
I thought both.
It's Friday. I just can't go into the weekend all pissed off.
Jason Elam and Zerline had 65
yards.
Although
Greg and I are bonding on Dempsey.
Is that right?
Yeah. I have no record of that, and I have no record of Greg Zerline kicking one anywhere.
I'm seeing the same thing, Petey.
We're fighting on a guy we both like, too, by the way, which makes no sense.
Oh. So Elam's
was
only.
We both love Joe Walsh, and we fight over him.
How long was Elam's field goal?
63 yards. Matt Prater holds the NFL record now. In 2013 at Mile High Stadium, he was a Bronco kicker at the time. He kicked it 64 yards with a regular foot, though he also cheated because he was at altitude, 5,000 feet.
Yeah, well, he didn't cheat, but that's the reason he did.
Right, it was wind-aided, if you will.
I would still love to see, I mean, the record would be 75 if everybody tried it.
If they just let him do it. Now, especially with these kickers these days, and that's why I also think that Tom Dempsey kind of cheated because with all the technological advances and these guys' trainings and stuff, still nobody kicking them consistently longer than that.
That would be like if we fashioned a plate of lead.
He didn't have lead in that shoe.
We don't know that.
He had a flat, he was a handicapped guy. You guys hate the handicap.
No, not at all.
You do.
Not one bit. I helped the handicap.
Yeah. You know that thing was weighted, so both his feet weighed the same.
Never heard it was. You guys are the only ones ever said you cheated.
There was a plate.
We're the only ones who have really thought it through. Because if you just look at history and the record books, clearly
Tom Dempsey and
the rest of the guys have had to kick that field goal with the top of their foot, or they did it with their toe. Yeah. Most of these guys did it with the top of their foot. They didn't have a big metal plate that could just mash into the football.
Yeah, if he kicked it 63 yards below sea level at Tulane Stadium, imagine if he'd have kicked that in Denver. He could have kicked it from 80.
Two things according to Wikipedia. First of all,
I think the flat foot helped a whole lot.
Flat foot helped a bunch.
Yeah, you cut half your foot off. See how strong it is.
No, thank you.
Right.
I'm not interested in that.
Your foot's not stronger.
They should have had they would have had the exit velocity stat back then. Because I bet you the exit velocity of that football coming off a lead foot is unfair.
Craig.
So after the ball game, reporters asked him if he thought that kicking it with that kind of shoe and a flattened surface was unfair. He said, unfair, eh? How about you try kicking a 63-yard field goal to win it with 2 seconds left, and you're wearing a square shoe? Oh, no toes either.
Roger
toes.
That.
Right. Yeah. He's got less strength in his foot.
There was an analysis of his kick carried out by ESPN Sports Science.
Ooh.
It was found that his modified shoe had offered him no advantage.
Yes.
In fact,
thank you.
It was found that the smaller contact area could have reduced,
smaller
not
contact
increased,
area.
The margin for error.
End of story.
No. I suppose next you're going to tell me there's global warming.
Right.
Because
well, back in
what
that
if I
day,
told you, shut up.
Everyone had a. Nope. They were all straight on kickers.
You, sports, yes. Science.
Yeah. Sports science.
Sports science. Sports science.
He had more.
Yeah.
He had more contact than any other straight on kicker.
Sports science. By
I
the
call,
way,
sports science.
I call BS.
Well,
yeah. Tell the scientists.
Tell the scientists.
Tell the scientists.
We love the scientists.
What do they know?
Gosh, right.
The foot area. The area of the foot that is used now to kick footballs is a lot greater.
Well, sure. Now, and there's still not beating his mark.
Exactly.
Yeah, cheated.
That's why
exactly.
This guy is that much better.
He
that's
is great. A superhero and unreal.
That a is a smaller contact
we win.
Area.
We
bigger.
Win.
End
no.
of story.
Thank you, Greg.
Bigger.
We win.
Science.
Yeah.
Garbage in,
no
garbage
way.
Out.
Now type in Eagles and Joe Walsh. Let's get scientists on that. Right. You guys lost.
Well, what if I told you shut up?
Yeah, you lost. You lost. We win. Good
You're
day.
Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.